Good afternoon. It's time to take a look at your sports with me, Carl, the new guy here in your noon hour. Quick look at some of your local scores in girls basketball from this past weekend. Linville Sully lost to Eddyville on Friday, 72-39, and on Saturday, Sheraton beat PCM, 54-32. I'm going to take a look at the Big 12. Currently, the only team from Iowa in the Big 12 Football League is Iowa State, coming in at number 5. Number 1 on the list is Oklahoma, and number 10 is Kansas. And just a quick look at those college football scores from this weekend. Iowa Hawkeyes beat Illinois 33-23. Iowa State lost to Oklahoma 28-21. UNI beat Western Illinois 41-3. And Drake lost to North Carolina Davison Wildcats 45-14. In college basketball, UNI women beat Wisconsin State 87-55. On Sunday, the women's college basketball game for the Hawkeyes and the Bulldogs was canceled due to concerns of COVID-19. And on Sunday also, the Iowa State women's basketball team beat Southern University of Louisiana 96-55. And men's college basketball, Saturday, Drake's men's beat Richmond Spiders 73-70, and on Sunday, the Cyclones beat Grambling State Tigers 82-47. And your NFL scores from Sunday football: the Ravens beat the Bears 16-13, Vikings beat the Packers 34-31, the Colts beat the Bills 41-15, the Browns beat the Lions 13-10, Washington beat the Panthers 27-21, Texans beat the Titans 22-13, 49ers beat the Jaguars 30-10, Dolphins beat the Jets 24-17, Eagles beat the Saints 40-29, Bengals beat the Raiders 32-13, the Chiefs beat the Cowboys 19-9, Cardinals beat the Seahawks 23-13, and the Chargers beat the Steelers 41-37. And I'm sure our boy Jamie Grout is super happy about the Chiefs beating the Cowboys. And we'll look at your NBA scores from yesterday, because I have them right here, so we might as well look at them. How about that? The Clippers beat the Mavericks yesterday, 97-91. Lakers beat the Pistons, 121-116. The Bulls beat the Knicks, 109-103. The Suns beat the Nuggets, 126-97. Warriors beat the Raptors, 119-104. And to wrap up your sports in the noon hour here with me, look at the F1 race from Sunday. Lewis Hamilton won the first race ever on Sunday in the Qatar's Grand Prix and was able to cut Max Verstappen's championship lead down to just 8 points. Verstappen finished the race in second place, almost a full 30 seconds behind Lewis. The Red Bull driver, however, did take home a bonus point for getting the fastest lap. This year's title is expected to go down clear to the final race. There's only 2 races remaining this season, one in Saudi Arabia and the final being Abu Dhabi. After the race, Lewis Hamilton told Sky Sports that it was a pretty straightforward race. "I was pretty lonely at the front, but we needed those points today, so a really solid job from everyone on the team." After the race, Verstappen said, "We had a really good start. At the end of the day, we got the fastest lap. That was nice. It's going to be a difficult fight clear to the end." The moment everyone was talking about, though, the big part of the F1 race from Sunday, was Fernando Alonso took an impressive 3rd place with Alpine, marking his first podium finish since 2014 when he was driving for Ferrari, and the first podium finish ever for the Alpine race team. Max Verstappen still leads Lewis Hamilton in championship points, 351.5 to 343.5, but Lewis still has 2 races to close that gap and pull off another championship for F1, breaking his own record set previously last year. And that's a look at your sports in the noon hour with me, Carl, the new guy. Let's get back to it here on KCOB.